This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Do you know what now today?
Oh, she's going to say it.
Do you mind?
She's going to say it.
Would you be annoyed if I took it?
No, not at all.
We've loads to be doing. So we might just scuttle off there and get the bits that we need to do done.
You did it too politely.
Yeah.
I just always be like, yeah, we've loads to be doing, see you later.
Happy Friday.
Oh, thank God. Welcome to the weekend.
Yeah.
I can't wait to sleep for it.
Do you reckon?
The whole thing.
I'm a newbie on the Whoop bus.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm loving it. And I got my Whoop right before I went on holidays, but I didn't really want to wear it when I was away because your Whoop, I think, really picks up on your routine and kind of
takes a while to get to know you, and you don't want those 3 weeks for get to know
yeah,
you.
To think be I'm like living some kind of a weird,
crazy life. Yeah.
So I think since I got back now, it's really starting to pick up on how I'm doing. Did you see my Instagram?
No.
Look at my recovery this morning, Dave.
Oh no.
It's gonna make you sick. He's having a look at my story.
Is she 97 or something?
98.
My God.
What does that mean? Am I just like unreal?
How long have you been wearing it nonstop? I'm 40.
Since I got back, so a week and 2 days.
And it's the only place you don't wear it in the shower.
Yeah.
That's the only place you don't wear it.
The only place I don't wear it, I just don't want it to get wet, yeah?
Yeah, very well, yeah, it can get wet. You can go swimming with it, like.
Oh, well, then there's no point in taking off in the shower.
It's
then,
just the band gets wet.
It's fabric-y.
But 98 is a very, very good score.
So
I can't remember the last time I was
98. Like that, what do you set yourself up for the day?
I go to the gym twice a day.
Really?
Twice, yeah, and then maybe a run.
So it's like you can really push yourself.
You can
today.
Push yourself massively.
Isn't it funny how it just plays on your brain? Because I woke up and I was like, oh, Friday, thank God. And then I checked my performance and I was like, oh, right, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm
I was 36% yesterday and I was just like, I just won't go to the gym. So thanks, Whoop. And I didn't.
So demotivated.
A little bit.
An improvement today?
By 4%. So like I'm 40% today, so I'm in the yellow.
Why am I doing so well? I don't get it.
Maybe you're eating well. Maybe you're sleeping really well.
Right, okay.
Maybe you exercised the perfect amount yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's definitely,
there's many factors.
It's definitely the smartest.
I like this though. More Whoop questions. I can't wait to answer them for you.
And I can't wait to get to the point of figuring out what my Whoop age is.
Yeah, I can't wait for that too.
But how long?
It should tell you on Sunday. Every Sunday it should give you a kind of an estimation.
I'm very
my
excited.
Whoop age is 1 year younger than my actual body.
My God.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Big Breaking Bad fan, Dave, and I think you are, Callum.
I only
as well.
Rewatched it there a couple of weeks.
Did
ago.
You? Okay. Well, there's a story doing the rounds at the moment about an alternate ending, where everything turns out to be a figment of Bryan Cranston's Malcolm in the Middle character. Is it?
Yeah, this
imagination?
Was kind of thrown around for a while. He actually did a little bit about it on like an Emmy show or like a Jimmy Kimmel show or something like that, where he pretended that it actually happened.
Would fans have liked that in any way?
No.
It would have just been a weird crossover, wouldn't it, of two characters?
He's able to do two characters, like, yeah.
But still, not a satisfying ending for people.
No, not at all. No. But like, it's stupid. Like, it was just someone saying, like, it was just like a theory. It's the same way, like, oh, they say Harry Potter was just a figment of his imagination while he was under the cupboard.
Right, okay. Well, there's lots of other shows that genuinely did have alternate endings when, like, they didn't really know which way to go for the finale of the
season. I was watching a TikTok the other day about one of my favourite horror movies, which I don't like a lot of horror movies, but there's one called 1408 about a kind of haunted hotel room. There's four different endings and you'd never know which one you're going to get.
Oh, is it one of those ones when you go to the when you go and turn it on, it's
you don't know which
up?
Well, obviously if you have the DVD
then
it's
you're
the
stuck.
Same ending. But and I'd imagine if you have a link it's probably the same ending, but you never know if the link is going to be the same as the DVD.
That's
or
cool.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of cool.
So just if you haven't seen any of these TV shows, bear in mind there are going to be spoilers here. A lot of them are pretty old school, but just so you know, Squid Games, it ends with Ji-hun abruptly turning around and walking back through the airport terminal after a call with the creators of the game. But it almost
in season
ended,
one it does anyway. Yeah,
that's yeah the first season. It almost ended with him getting on the plane and leaving instead.
So the season just finished.
I would have preferred that. I don't think there was a reason to come back. I think it was excellently done season one, and then they came back to season two, which was good as well. But I was like, it wasn't necessary.
It was a bit, it was a bit of a money grab.
Yeah. The creator and director said that they wrestled between the two endings, saying we constantly asked ourselves, is it really right for Ji-hun to make the decision to leave and go see his family to pursue his own happiness? Is that the right way for us to really propose the question or the message that we wanted to convey through the series? But we all know then deep down that they just wanted another season, didn't they?
Yeah, they
really
did.
Yeah. The How I Met Your Mother creators, they actually filmed an alternative happier ending where Tracy, the mother, doesn't die, meaning that she and Ted end up together instead of him reuniting with Robin. But it turns out the writers were torn between the two possible endings and went with the former.
That means nothing to me. I've never watched that show.
How I Met Your Mother's ending.
You were saying it's really disappointing.
Yeah, it's one of the most divisive endings in terms of...
Didn't you have a total freak out about that recently enough on the show?
I think I did. I can't remember what it was over, but yeah, everyone is so disappointed that they were just kind of... It was 9 seasons of how is he going to meet the mother, how is he going to meet the mother, then they meet the mother, and then within 4 episodes they kill her off and he ends up back with Robin.
That's oh my god.
It's a joke.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
The Friends finale, will she get off the plane, that whole
that
thing?
That was, the Friends finale was perfect.
Yeah, well apparently...
No notes.
They could have made it a little bit cooler for Rachel to actually go and fulfil her career.
That's a good note.
Yeah.
Never mind. I take back no notes.
But they were saying...
Ross should have went to Paris.
Yeah. David Crane, the creator of the show, was saying they were really torn about it. Should she stay on the plane? And they suggest that there still might be a future for Rachel and Ross down the line. But for now, she's going to have to do her thing. But they were like, if we're going to think that we're going to do it in the future, let's just do it now and do it. But yeah, anyway, look.
Yeah, and she was young enough as well, wasn't she?
She in was, the kinda, in and the... she just wanted to be a fashion icon and work in the industry.
And she was going to do really, really well, but no, happy for her, she gets to stay with Ross.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is arguably the best. Ross is such an interesting person because Ross is by far the best character, but the worst person.
Yeah, he sucks.
But he's great and I love him.
Do you remember how much he used to freak out when she worked an hour late?
Yeah.
It's like, relax, boy. Schitt's Creek fans, this one hurts me still. I'm still not over it.
I can't get through 2 episodes.
I actually have never finished it.
I can
so
never.
I'm gonna just turn off this bit.
You don't want to know?
No, I feel like I might as well.
So again, this is a big spoiler. If you are currently watching Schitt's Creek, Ted and Alexis, it doesn't work out well for them in the end. But it turns out we almost did get our happy ending. Annie Murphy, who plays Alexis, she was talking in an interview a few years ago, and she was told that the show was going to end with a double wedding. So not just David and Patrick, but also Alexis and Ted. And then when that didn't happen, she was so upset that she threatened to leave the show, which is mad. Okay, finish up my Schitt's Creek if you want to come back to me. And finally...
My fingers have earwax on them now.
I just put some other headphones on and listened to something else.
That would have been better. I should have done that.
Finally, the creator of Sex and the City, which I don't think either of you have watched, but you really, really should, because I think you'd both love it. It would become such a guilty pleasure for you. He's now saying that he thinks the show ultimately betrayed what it was all about, which was that kind of women ultimately don't need to just find happiness in a man, that there's other ways to find happiness. That's kind of the whole point. So in the end, the whole idea was Carrie and Big did end up together, and he's saying now he regrets that. Now, And Just Like That took a whole other turn. We won't get into that, but in the Sex and the City series, Carrie and Big end up together, and the way he treats her the whole show, it's like, that's really annoying.
Was it of its time, or was it like, no, Jenny, I mean, even back now, this sucked? Because I remember watching Desperate Housewives and Lynette's husband Tom. Rewatching that back now is like, you are the worst person in the world. I want to hit him.
And
he
everyone was like, Tom and Lynette are the best couple.
He's awful.
It's terrible.
He's the worst husband.
Lynette's the blonde lady with all the kids.
Yeah. He's the worst husband I've ever seen in my life. She would have been so much happier without him.
Yeah, I think so too. It's not the most empowering when you look back.
No.
Those days, is it? But hey, we move. It's 7:17. You're listening to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
You know that, you know, yourself, sometimes you tell a pointless story, or sometimes you'll say something and go, that wasn't interesting, but I just felt like you should know this. But basically, I came across a TikTok the other day, and it was about a girl saying, here's a load of things that I think my boyfriend should know. He doesn't really need to know them, but he should know them. Examples are like these.
More things your boyfriend should know about you. What shape of glass you want when you ask for a glass of water.
Yep.
He should know whether you're more of a sandcastles kid or a dig a big hole kid.
I love that.
That's the kind of vibe. It's just like random little things that maybe when this conversation dies, you're like, just so you know, these are the kind of glasses I like when you ask me what water.
And when I was a kid, I liked building a hole and just putting my head out the top in the sand.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Exactly. I liked burying myself. Yeah. So then we decided to bring that to the show this week. So I went on Tuesday, and it was basically just a load of random things about me. I once ate a penguin bar in the middle of a tennis lesson, and the tennis instructor gave out to me. When I was a child at my babysitter, she gave me a sandwich that I didn't like, so I flushed it down the toilet. Yeah, that was a fun time. And then Emma went the next day, and she kind of told us some pointless things about her life.
I used to hide my favourite toys in play school so no one else could play with them. I like parallel parking and will always opt to reverse in, even if it's quite simple to drive straight in.
Love. I agree with that one. So we decided, why don't we be really charitable and let our wonderful producer over there in the cobwebbed corner to open up and tell us about his childhood, or just tell us about his things that he makes him him.
You'd like to know some fun facts about me?
Please.
Fun fact number one, I'm from England.
Yeah.
Come on, are you ready to go, Callum?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
I've never been stung by a bee.
Great start.
But I have been stung by a jellyfish.
Very good.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. As much as I know that we need contactless payments on the bus, I will really miss the leap card and the confused tourists when they find they can't just tap on the bus.
I do enjoy the confused tourists, yeah. But why are you going to miss it? Just for that reason?
Yeah, I like the little frog.
You like the little, I'm on top going, I know what to do.
There's no finer thing in life than getting the O'Brien Sandwich Cafe soup and a sandwich deal and just sitting there watching the world go by.
I agree.
Yeah, very. I'd like to raise you, though, an M&S toasty on Grafton Street and watching the world go by.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah, I would recommend.
Just sit out the window. I was so clever in primary school that when I first started, they said my reading was a level of an 8-year-old.
Wow.
And I got to skip a year.
What? Oh. How has that never come up?
I know.
I repeated a year.
Oh, my God. I was just normal.
I find it hard to throw things away like boxers and carrier bags. You just never know when you'll need them again.
Especially with Vinted these days.
Yeah.
I thought you said boxers and carrier bags. I was like, what a weird pairing of things.
Oh yeah, I do have like a load of crusty boxers at home as well with holes in.
I might need them.
I really don't like going for a haircut and put it off as much as I can. And when it's done, I have to go home straight away and have a shower because I'm really itchy.
Yeah.
I can't wear the same clothes. And then I know what clothes that I've worn for the haircut. And then I get in my head that there's the hair still in the clothes, even though I've washed.
It's like
when someone talks about spiders and you think there's one on you.
Yeah. This is just confirming everything I've always thought about you as a person. And I'm so happy with myself.
Before moving here in 2017, I'd only ever flown on a plane once before, and that was to a school trip in New York.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is the best thing we've ever done.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I went to New York in 2011 with school, and then I didn't fly again until...
I can't believe your first ever flight was to New York. That's
it's like your first ever swim going the channel.
Yeah.
It was only my second time abroad. I'd only been abroad once before that, and that was to France with school, but that was on
the
bus.
On the bus, yeah. That's unreal, Callum. That's really interesting.
No matter how old I am, I'll always enjoy a pint of blackcurrant my waddy.
Oh, yeah, the best.
Yeah. Very nice.
I'm a man of routine. You probably know this one. My alarm goes off at 5:12 a.m. and I'm out the shower at 5:19
mm-hmm.
every morning. The first time I ever filled up a car with petrol was 2 years ago.
I remember this.
I was 31 years old.
That was such a good day for you.
Yeah. I was a child actor and starred in numerous stage and TV shows in the UK.
What?
I even have an IMDb page of one of my roles.
Oh my God, what was it?
I was in an ITV drama called Wire in the Blood. I was a kid who got murdered called Daniel Raymond, and it was in 2000.
That's how I know you. I knew he was. I recognised him. I love you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm joking. I have no idea.
I can't believe you have an IMD, whatever it's called, page.
Yeah, I don't know who set it up. And it definitely wasn't me. Not like David Hammond did his own Wikipedia.
I swear I didn't do that.
And if I'm channel hopping on the TV and I see SpongeBob on, I will always stop and watch.
That's a good one. I do enjoy
Callum,
that one.
Callum, guys.
Callum Farmer, actor on IMDb.com. He is best known for Wire in the Blood from 2002.
Where can we watch that?
I don't know.
It was on ITV, so if the ITV have a stream...
Acorn TV, so it did really well.
Did you have any lines?
No.
That's so cool.
I was in a load of scenes, like, as a child playing, and then there was one scene where my parents, in quotation marks, came home and I was in my bedroom and I was beaten up and dead.
Do you know what episode, what season?
It was... Oh, I can't remember. It's on YouTube somewhere. I'll find the link.
That's amazing.
How did you get into that? I have so many questions.
I just did, like, drama school
it's
from very
nuts
young.
That, like, this is... The only reason we were going to find out this thing is because I came across a TikTok that was stupid things we don't know about each other.
I still can't believe Dave flushed a sandwich he didn't like down the toilet.
That was the height of my childhood.
Did
Callum was Hannah Montana.
And he was skipping school because he was so smart. What the hell?
Wellfest is back and Spin are the official media partner. It's Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival. It's on Saturday 9th and Sunday the 10th of May at Royal Hospital Kilmainham.
On to play this morning to win weekend passes is Shona. Hello.
Hi Shona, I've just dropped my phone, so everything's going really well this morning.
It is, just parked outside my job.
Very good.
Really?
What do you do, Shona?
Early.
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher, primary or a secondary?
Secondary.
So, and what subject?
I teach German and politics.
German.
Oh God, I was so bad at German.
German and politics is an interesting. I presume politics is only a class that you can do after the junior cert, is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
amazing.
That's very modern for Ireland, isn't
very
it?
Very modern. Very cool subject to teach, Shona. And I have so many questions, but also I have no questions. It's a weird place to be in. What do you do? Do you teach world politics? Do you teach Irish politics specifically? Do you teach history of politics? Or is the answer to all of those questions yes?
Okay.
Mostly Irish and a bit of world.
Shona, I'm ashamed to say that I did German for 5 years in secondary school, and the only single thing I remember is one day when the teacher was writing on the board, and it was a very windy, stormy day, and she turned around and said, "Es ist sehr windig, ja." And we all laughed because it was funny. And that's all I can remember. Every single time it's windy, I just think in my head, es ist sehr windig, ja.
Es ist sehr windig, ja.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. There's worse things you can remember.
Yeah, true.
That's true. I think that's a really interesting job, Shona. And it's one of those things that I would love to go back to do.
In the next life.
Yeah. But also, like, just now, I'd love to take a night class and like politics and just learn more.
Ask Shona if she'll see grinds.
Yeah, come over and do grinds with you, Shona. Come here. Welcome on in. We are basically going to be shown words in studio, all to do with Wellfest and wellness. And it could be things like speakers at the festival, healthy foods and things like that. We're going to describe them to you, Shona, without using those words. It's basically like a game of heads up. You have to guess 3 words in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes to Wellfest. Who would you like to do the describing this morning? Is it Emma or Dave?
Emma
is going to do the describing. Honestly, great choice. Shona, the best of luck. She's going to count you in, and here we go.
We can do this. 3, 2, 1, first word, please. Okay. This is very popular at the moment. You can do it on a mat, but there's also a thing called
Pilates.
Yes.
Reformer. Yep. These are not fruit, they're the other ones, like carrots and tomatoes.
Vegetables.
And
that's it.
And finally, this is where you run when you're in the gym. It's a machine that you run
treadmill.
On.
Treadmill.
That's it.
Let go of the other one. See if she could have got this.
All right. This is the lead singer of an Irish band. He's Mary Black's son, and you think he's Dermot Kennedy's cousin. We sleep all day and we drink all night. We are not wasting our time. No.
Oh God,
it's
I don't know.
Nothing to do at Wellfest.
I honestly thought that could have. He is at Wellfest.
Everything that I've held up this week has to do with.
It's
Wellfest.
Danny from the Coronas,
what
by the way, Sean.
What does he have to do with Wellfest?
I think he is big for the mental health.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was going to say saw him in Rathmines a couple of weeks ago.
I saw him in Kyo's and we sang at him, and I don't think he liked us. Shona, congratulations! You are off to Wellfest.
Thank you.
You're
have a
very
great
welcome.
Day. Enjoy.
I'm delighted. Thanks so much.
What do you think it says about Callum that he told us on the show in the last few minutes that he skipped ahead a year in primary school because he was so smart?
That would just never be me. I've never heard that happen, to be honest.
Okay, it's not happening in the school system.
Shona, can
these
I
days.
Say tschüss?
Cheers.
Have a good
day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
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 I forgot about, but I do remember cheers.
Really quick question. One of the words that was up for description there was vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma said tomato.
Tomato.
Tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
It's all we're not.
No, I don't. I like not that I want to get into this because this is very.
It's
a what's your favourite chicken fillet roll topping?
Yeah. A vegetable.
Yeah, I would say it's a vegetable as well.
You don't eat it like you eat an apple.
But some
you eat it like you eat lettuce, which is a vegetable.
Okay.
We're getting dangerously close, lads. Dangerously close.
Oh, wait, 7-Eleven, what are they? Where do you keep your ketchup?
God. Peak radio those
it's
times.
Definitely a vegetable.
What's your favourite biscuit?
You're on spin. Football is good in your world this morning.
What's going on? Would you like to play the Tricky 10? Well, Tricky, you know what's up to 087-711-103. I went to the Michael movie last night.
How was it?
I
thought it would just be immediate praise.
It is, but I just feel like I'm the wrong person to ask.
Why?
Because I go to anything.
Mm.
I eat anywhere and I'm like 5 stars, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
100%, no notes.
Yeah.
Like,
whether it's a play or a concert, it's like, this was an amazing experience.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to The Talented Mr. Ripley and The Bored Gosh.
Yes.
I was like 10 out of 10, 5 stars, no notes. Then I went to FX Buckley and I was like 10 out of 10. 5 stars. No. And then I went to that movie that Callum suggested, which was Project Hail Mary, and I was like 10 out of 10.
Best movie I've ever seen.
Michael, the Michael Jackson biopic, was the best movie I've ever seen. I was crying throughout most of it, and there wasn't even really many sad parts.
Wow.
It was the most feel-good movie I've ever seen. And you know what I loved about it? They didn't skip over the songs. They gave the songs the time. So when he's singing, like, I don't know, anything, they give the whole performance.
They let it breathe.
And it's like, it's the most fantastic.
And isn't it one of his, isn't it like his cousin or something that plays him?
Jafar, yeah, yeah. Jafar Jackson.
Right.
He is excellent.
Really?
Excellent. Now, the only thing I will say, not to play devil's advocate, because I feel like I'm always one side, but I will play devil's advocate. It's very good PR for Michael Jackson and the family. Do you know what I mean? But then also, you know about, like, you find out about the dad and, like, how horrible he was to the kids and, like, how much Michael was quite afraid of him.
Can I ask how much of his life it spans? Does it span from, like, birth to, like, death? Or?
So it goes from when he was about 8 years old or 10 years old, yeah, to when he breaks away from the Jackson 5.
Okay.
And he
goes off and launches the solo
career. He already had a solo career, but his dad made him do a tour with the Jackson 5.
Right.
And it was honestly, it was fantastic. But like the end song is bad because he'd just broken free from his dad. And like he was like, he said on stage to like millions of people, "This is my last tour with the Jackson 5. Do you know what I mean? This is our farewell tour," or whatever. And yeah, it was honestly fantastic.
Okay, amazing. So it's in cinemas the next few weeks, I think, isn't it? That's one I will definitely be checking out.
I really would.
38. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. How are we?
Good morning.
After 8:30 this morning, Emma, Dave, and Fiona will actually be Emma, Dave, and Fiona for a little while. We're dragging Fiona in off her maternity leave to have a little catch up, and someone very special to introduce you to. Someone very little, and someone very small, and someone very special.
Is Padraig coming back?
I'm very excited.
What was I going to say? I'm a big fan of never let people know your next move.
Oh yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago I went to Machine Gun Kelly. On Wednesday I went to Young Blood.
Yes.
On Friday, as in tonight, I'm going to Sing to the World, the Trinity College Singers Spring Concert.
I love it.
Yeah,
Jack of all trades.
My sister's performing, so, and she was just like, everyone get tickets, and I was just like, okay. And then I was like, right, it's grand, I'll go as a family. And Mam's in Sweden and Dad's in Portugal and Sean is not here. So
are you going to go on your own again?
So I'm going on my own again to
You're
another
so
concert.
Good.
I know. I'm amazing. I'm an amazing brother. But
sorry, just talk me through it. So it's obviously on in Trinity tonight.
I don't know where it is. Probably somewhere in Trinity. I don't know. So I'm kind of like, oh, do I have to wear like a suit?
It's
a very different vibe than what I wore to Young Blood and Machine Gun Kelly.
I was about to say the really cool dress code you've had at your emo gigs the last few weeks, the hoodies and the kind of scary, like, you know, skulls on the front, and getting back into that vibe. And then tonight it'll probably be like slacks.
Yeah, exactly.
And a shirt.
Like at the concerts I was at, like the last couple of weeks, just, everyone was just like, it's all about like, oh, wear whatever you want and be cool and be a punk and be rocker.
And when you were at those gigs, did you get tempted to be like, oh, do you know what, maybe I should like embrace this style more day to day?
No,
you're still
I'm not,
on the fence. You're like,
to be fair, I'm not doing the very far off the clothes. Like I wore baggy jeans and I wore a black hoodie with like a blue kind of crossy emo face on.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So
you know, were people there wearing like, you know, the eyeliner?
Oh, yeah,
and
the eyeliner. Yeah. They had the kind of spiky kind of
wristbands
and things like that. Yeah. It was deadly. It was like hanging out at Central Bank again.
A family friend of mine, when we were teenagers, we went on holidays together, but he was like the older brother, like a good few years older than us. He brought his girlfriend at the time, who was the emoest emo I've ever seen and the coolest I've ever seen. She was like by the pool in a black bikini and then up over her legs, she'd have the boots in the middle of like 37 degree heat.
No.
And the biggest platforms and the studs. And I just looked at her being like, could I ever be that cool?
Oh my God, Scarlett for now though.
No. Now though, come on, the tricky 10 on a Friday. We're dying to give away the €1,000. This morning, will Amy manage to do the business? What's going on with you? How are you? I think you said you're working from home today. Are you, Amy?
I work in golf travel.
in golf travel.
Dave's golf travel, yeah.
Eyes have just
lit
up.
Oh my God, Amy.
Have you heard that he's...
Do you have a business card? Because I am ready to chat to you.
Yeah.
My dad is currently on a golfing trip with 40 of his friends. Yes, I said 40. And they're in somewhere in Portugal at the moment.
So in case you don't know, Amy, in the last few months, Dave has gotten very into his golf. And he also is a man who I think is due a trip.
Yeah, I would agree. But also, do you do like golf trips for people, or do you do like when people want to go and see like the Masters and stuff?
No, it's generally for like Americans and like inbound golf trips.
Coming to Ireland.
Can I ask Amy, do you golf yourself?
No, I don't.
Fair enough.
I don't.
Well,
not yet.
Amy, let's see if we can get you €1,000 on the spot. Maybe you can go and get yourself a new pair of clubs or, you know, whatever makes you happy. And if you top the leaderboard, you win Florence and the Machine tickets.
So here we go, Amy. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. You know the deal. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. If the answer to one question is 2, another answer in the 10 questions will not be 2. Now, we can only accept your first answer, so just take a beat before you give an answer, and if you don't know, obviously just give it a guess, because you just never know. We know that it will be something between 1 and 10. As Dave just said, there's a grand on the line if you get all 10 tickets to Florence the Machine at Marley Park this summer if you top the leaderboard this morning. The best of luck. John currently top of the leaderboard, but by the way, he scored 7 in 55 seconds, so do your best to beat him at least, okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Amy. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. April is what number month of the year?
4.
What is 10% of 100?
10.
Germany last hosted the men's FIFA World Cup in the year 2000 and what?
2012.
If you buy one item and get one free in a supermarket, how many items are you getting?
2.
Ariana Grande had a 2019 song called What Rings?
Seven.
Croke Park and Fairview Park are in which Dublin postal district?
God.
Have a guess.
3.
Complete the name of this Robin Williams movie. What Our Photo?
No idea, pass.
What time would it be in a 24-hour clock reading 1,700 hours?
5.
How many letters are there in the word serenade?
8.
Okay. Amy, how do you think you got on?
I don't know. Terrible.
Do you think you did terrible? Everyone always thinks they did terrible, which is so funny, because even if they've done really, really well, they think, oh, I know, I've done crap, because they might have messed up on one or two questions.
Let's check in and just see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Amy, that was a really, really good score. Unfortunately, it doesn't top the leaderboard, but you did really, really well.
That's okay. 7
in 55 seconds. And also, by the way, you only answered 9 questions.
Yeah, that's so true. Just the ones that caught you out this morning. Germany last hosted the FIFA World Cup in the year 2000. And what? You added to the Hall of Fame.
You did. You said 12.
But the answer was 6.
Oh, it's 6. Number 10.
Yeah. Complete the name of the Robin Williams movie. What Our Photo? The answer there was
one.
I've never heard of that movie in my life.
You did really well. Well done. John was on first, though, scoring the 7 in the 55 seconds, so he will take the win this week. So we apologise for that. But so nice to chat to you.
Well done, Amy. You did yourself proud.
Lovely to chat to you.
Hey, do you know what Amy's favourite number is? You ready? 4! Standing ovation. Yeah, I'm the only one giving myself a standing ovation.
Is that a golf thing?
It is. Amy, have a great day.
Cheers, thank you.
Good luck.
Bye. Would her favourite animal be a birdie?
Hey, or an eagle.
Hey, don't know what that one means. Hey.
And what does she have up her nose? Bogey.
Oh, brilliant. Golf funds. What has the show become?
Who knew it's so many?
So well done to Johnny. He was on Wednesday. He wins the Florence the Machine tickets next week. Obviously, the €1,000 on the line if you get all 10 correct. End of week next week, you could win your way to see Lewis Capaldi at Marley Park.
Wow.
It's going to be a massive gig.
Something new, we're loving it. Spin,
we're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
So fresh and so cool.
Speaking of Lewis Capaldi, he's back with some brand new music. And looking at the reviews this morning, some saying he's the most honest he's ever been in this song.
Oh, before you play it, I have a guess. I think it's gonna be a sad song.
Do you reckon? Do you think it's going to be based on like just the piano? Yeah.
Knew it.
Yeah.
He's going to come in and go, no, no, no. What? Here we go.
Let's see.
Oh,
yeah. Very good.
I'm a mess right now. Spins. Fully
Recharged.
Welcome into one of my favourite parts of the week. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. I've done things in the past like Phineas and Ferb songs or lines from Titanic and things like that. Well, I've been on a bit of a old, I suppose, video game buzz at the moment. I just finished Mario, Paper Mario on the Nintendo Wii, and my PlayStation 2 is just sitting there gathering dust, and I was like, do you know what I'd like to play? This game. And so I decided, before I play it, I would like to rank. So I welcome you to Dave Ranks Lines from Homer in The Simpsons Hit and Run PlayStation 2 game. So this is a game where obviously you play as each Simpsons character. You go around completing missions, driving around, running around, walking around, and it's a lot of fun.
What's the goal? Are you picking up, like, you say hit and run, is it like, is it violent?
It is violent.
It's violent.
It is. Basically the Simpsons version of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, no, wait.
That's a brilliant way of describing it. That's exactly what it is. I can't believe you've never played it. It's like the most nostalgic game in the world.
Growing up, the only PlayStation I was around was my cousin's, and that was only every now and again. So I wasn't really a gamer.
I also have a Dave Ranks special this morning because instead of 5 clips, I have 10 because they're very, very quick. So we'll go through them, all right? Welcome to Dave Ranks Lines from Homer in the Simpsons Hit and Run PlayStation 2 game. In 10, we start with when he's running for 4 seconds.
Must never run again.
Me. Honestly, every time I try run.
Classic Simpsons as well. Like, this is peak Homer comedy.
Mm. Now, these lines to me are kind of annoying because I've played the game so much that they're just constantly in rotation.
So the joke doesn't land anymore.
Not
like,
as much,
Homer.
But I still enjoy them. Mm-hmm. But they're constant. Like, he could say that line there, and then in 10 seconds later, he can say it again if he's still running. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? In 9th place, we go to when Homer falls from a height.
Save me, Jeebus!
Very good.
I still don't know why he calls him Jeebus. No idea. We move on to 8th place. This is when Homer decides to get in a car.
I love to sit.
Very good.
It's so simple.
It's so simple, and I love it so much. In 7th place, this is when Homer is racing someone.
As soon as I'm done scratching myself, you're history.
It's so, so good. We move into 6th place. This is when Homer hits someone or something.
I have no insurance.
That one's so good because it's a little fade.
It's a little fade away as if he's driving away.
I have no insurance.
It's like genuine panic.
Yeah. It's so, so good. We move on to... what was that? That was 6th when he hit someone or something. Yeah, we're into the top 5 of Dave Ranks the Lines from Homer in the Simpsons Hit and Run PlayStation 2 game. In 5th place, this is when he wins a race.
That was easy as pie. Eggs over easy.
That's my favourite one because it's a bit of misdirection.
Yeah. You think he's going to go, pie.
But he goes, eggs over easy. I think fantastic. I like the way Simpsons do misdirection jokes. I think they're very, very good. One of my favourites in the world is where Homer comes in wearing a towel around his waist and he picks up the phone. He goes, you'll have to speak up, I'm wearing a towel, which is a normal thing people used to say when they'd wear a towel on their head.
Yes,
covering their ears. You'll have to speak up, I'm wearing a towel. So, so good. That is the top 5, though. When he wins a race, he does shout that. Into the top 4 for Dave Ranks Lines from Homer in the Simpsons Hit and Run PlayStation 2 game. This is when he runs over someone.
Please don't sue.
Perfect.
Big fan of that one. This is when, in 3rd place, when he crashes his car.
Ow, my ass.
From I love to sit to ow, my ass.
And we go into the top 2. These are my 2 favourite lines from The Simpsons Hit and Run when Homer is being played. In 2nd place, it's when Homer gets out of a car.
Oh, yeah. Stretch the legs and the crutch.
I can imagine, though, when you're playing it, like, you're on hour 3 of playing it, you're like, oh, shut up.
Shut up, yeah. It kind of gets a bit repetitive. But very nice to hear just for a once-off. Mm-hmm. But it's not 1. 1 is one of my favourite lines. It's so stupid, and I really hope it's not an anti-climax because I enjoy this line so much. And even when I was listening to all of these, I just laughed. I giggled. 1 in Dave Ranks Lines from Homer in The Simpsons Hit and Run PlayStation 2 game. It's when he has to hit a button.
Oh, I hope do not press means press right away.
And that is Dave Ranks Lines from Homer in The Simpsons Hit and Run. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed and go forth and play The Simpsons.
Do you know what? It was nice to hear like classic Homer voice as well before they all got old.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Any Homer is good Homer. It's been a while since
now
I heard
your marriage,
any Homer.
Please. Oh my god, brilliant. It's like I'm playing level 4.
I loved it. Okay. I lost her. For the last few months since Fiona left on her maternity leave, Dave and I, we've been getting on fine, but we're a bit lonely.
Bit lonely.
To say the very least. What's two without their three? Fiona Frawley, welcome back to Fully Charged.
Hey, oh my god, guys.
Quickest this maternity leave of all time to get you back in.
Put to work.
Look, it's a working world out there. You just got to get back in, earn that coin. Corporate baby.
Unfortunately, you are only here for a couple of minutes.
Yes, so I am. That sucks. And then I quit again. Yeah. And I'm having another baby. That's how I tell you guys.
So come on, quiet few weeks for you then, eh?
Yeah.
Any comedy or anything going on? Or?
Not too much comedy, and I had a baby.
The baby is in studio this morning, and he is probably the most beautiful baby I've ever seen.
It is like annoyingly adorable. It's making because it's making me broody. I look at it and I was just like,
look at it.
A little Dave Jr.
I would look at him, sorry, and I'd be like, I didn't want to give it away.
Oh, right.
I would look at him and I would think, ah, how hard can it be?
I did send a picture of us all into my family WhatsApp and my sister just said, Dave, ha 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 ha.
What does that mean? Tell me immediately what that means. Does that mean she fancies me?
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Okay, it cool. means Dave, what's Sweet. He doing after the show?
Oh, good.
Can he come over?
Fiona, talk to us about the last few weeks since the baby came into your world.
So, the baby came into the world. It's crazy. I've just had a live human hanging off my bosom. Is that what's
yeah,
the
you're not going to get it out now, are you?
No, I purposely pumped into a bottle because I was like, Dave, I'd say, is like up nights with like terrified that I might get my boob out at breakfast. So I thought, let's pump into a bottle. Just let's look after Dave here. He's been through a lot.
Thank you so much.
Is my priority.
What do you think
here?
You do if, because like up breastfeeding, but like if Fiona just whipped it out.
Oh,
now,
it looks to the left and maybe to the right, maybe up and down.
That would be good.
And do you know, it's, oh, I'm in the bathroom actually.
You can so tell the people who are like, please stop. And then there's people who like are over to visit and you like have them on the boob and they come up and like kiss him goodbye. And I'm like, you're what? Getting very close to my personal area that I know is for food now, but I still don't want your head that close to it.
Can you tell us your little baba's name?
Yes.
He's a fella. And how do you feel about that?
I feel better now. Before he came, I was like, what am I going to do with a little lad? But now I'm like, he's the most
he's gonna be a little yuppro.
He's me little yuppro. Me little young friend.
I've already got Miz Adidas tracksuit.
Did you get him an e-scooter as well? So he can ride around.
I was actually looking for a gift for him and I was looking for the Adidas runners.
Monterex.
We'll get to that.
Thank you. His name is Bobby.
Sorry, I'm like, what?
Welcome to Fully Charged, Bobby. Welcome. Emma, Dave, Fiona and Bobby. I love it.
I think
Bobby,
it has the ring to
Bobby
it.
The little spinny.
More men in this world, I think.
Yeah.
Was the baby going to be called Bobby, whether it was a boy or a girl?
Bobby with an I. Mm. That's so cute.
Like Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Kind of, it works. Maybe. I think it's cool, actually.
Or you could call the next one that's a girl just Bobby with an I. And they can all be
the
Bobby.
The next one?
Yes.
Calm down, Fiona.
Yes, we're thinking about that already. But you do, like, as soon as you have it, like, as soon as you have one and then he, like, gets big, you're like, I need another one.
Yeah, fair.
Because he's getting old. 6 weeks old. So he'll be moving out soon. Out to college.
Fiona, we know you did like so much extracurricular when it came to the preparation. You were going to pregnancy yoga, you were going off to do like Zoom calls to like
I
learn about breastfeeding and everything. What's something about this, because I'm asking for myself as a childless woman, that you just couldn't have prepared for?
So something, and I did hear about this, but I was like, not going to happen to me, not relevant to me. The night sweats are insane.
Really?
Post-birth?
I wake up.
On you or him?
On me.
Oh, right.
I don't know about him, but like I wake up like...
I don't know about him. I never talked to him.
I don't know. Like, I don't really know him yet. Like, he sleeps outside. No, I wake up dripping in sweat. Like your hair is soaking wet. You stink.
Oh.
And then you also have like loads of like dry crusted milk all over you. So you smell like the worst like special edition Tato ever.
Got off
the
bio in the back
is onions.
The
milk is cheese. It's horrendous. But yeah, you're dripping in sweat. And I, oh sorry, he doesn't like, you know, mom,
you're embarrassing
amazing.
Him.
There was no
I
need.
And
you
now,
can't be going on the radio saying you smell.
I know,
that's so
sorry.
Embarrassing for a young
now
fella.
Now the night sweats have died down, but now I'm just leaking so much. So you wake up and the bed is wet, but it's like with milk.
Damn, I forgot how sexy you are.
Like, no matter what the fluid, it's like, okay, I have wet the bed in my mid-30s, but yeah, could be sweat, could be milk. You just don't know. It's a beautiful time.
Do they not get, like, you know the way, sorry, and I understand this is a stupid thing to say, but hear me for a sec. Mm. Do you know the way, like, a bottle has a cap? Is there nothing you can just keep the milk in?
No. It pours, okay. So like if you're...
That's a really good question.
If you're breastfeeding on one...
Just an elastic band.
Yeah, that'd be... Oh my God, that'd be lovely.
Untie.
Tie her up. Wrap her up. We're done.
The thing on a Robinson's fruit chute. Just placing it over there.
Yeah. Pop it a little winder.
Yeah, perfect.
A fruit.
Listen, Fiona and little Bobby are going to stick around in the show for the next few minutes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
With Emma, Dave and Fiona. And we say that and she's here.
Woo! I'm here, guys. It feels like my favourite dream, am I right? Bobby is here, Bobacita. Bobby, it's time for your first word.
Spin, cash machine.
Will I see if he makes some noise into the...
microphone. Please. Oh my God,
what's
youngest...
What's this thing called again?
She's just lifting Bobby out of the buggy. We do reckon though, and we feel like a little bit overconfident, Dave and I, that Bobby like might feel like he knows us based on the fact that he's been forced to listen to us.
Oh my God.
Pause for Bob.
Go on. Oh yeah!
Hi,
well
Bobby.
Done, Bobby.
It's so good. Can you say?
Oh my God!
He just
said
5-word weather.
Oh my God! I think what he just said was 175 grand's going today in the cash machine.
Record breaker. Is it a must be one or no? Please answer your phone within 5 rings.
We do feel like we might, because he's hung out with us in this room for months.
Yeah.
I just think, like, really, all things considered, it would be unfair if his first words weren't the cash machine.
Yeah,
the
or
cash, what if he just says Fiona. Cash machine? Will it be like a...
That's all right.
Like an Olivia Dean thing? Like, no, you have to say the cash machine.
I'm worried that he won't give the exact amount in euro and cent.
It'd be such a shame.
Or what? Fully charged? That'd be a nice
fully
word
charged would be good. Yeah. He'd do better than Jack Keating in Love Island. We said, say you feel fully charged. I do trust my 6-week-old son more.
Right? Wouldn't you? I think actually nice and easy, because you got the mama, the dad, the Emma. I mean,
Emma,
kind of works quite well, just saying.
Hammond. Dave.
Could I have
he's
a hold?
He's trying.
I think he's actively pooing. But yeah, take it.
Oh my God, I'd love a go.
Oh my God. Just the fact that they're just
Bob.
Throwing them around. Yeah, here you go. No,
hi,
here
Bobby.
You go.
Here, pass. Give me shot of that.
Give me shot of that.
Okay.
I love the way Emma has him for 2 seconds. He cries a little bit later. She's like
that's enough for me now. Yeah. My work here is done. Nanny McPhee over here, am I right?
Fiona, it's so good to see you, and we have missed you dearly. When are you back to us?
I am back. It's the end of August, I think.
End of August?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be here for September?
Yeah, of course.
Fantastic.
Bobby will be starting school by then. He's very advanced.
Are you good?
Sorry, you have to head for jump shape. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry, pet.
Sorry, guys.
I was thank you. I was dealing with the newborn there, so apologies for that.
Baby's
Fiona
first
and Bobby,
show.
So good to see you. Love you so
good
much.
Good to see you guys too. We love
see
you,
soon.
Bobby. Be polite.
And
say
Dave
bye.
Says he loved my Bobby for a full weekend sometime.
Okay,
on his
perfect.
Own.
Can we book that in for maybe this weekend?
Yeah, I'm not free for a couple of years.
He
but
really
yeah.
wants to meet your housemate. He wants to count mini eggs together.
Clean
he
now.
Wants to make marshmallow buns.
Fair.
This is Save My Love on Spin.
And then he stopped crying.
Good morning, how are we?
Hey, good morning. Well, I'm good. I hope you're good. I think producer Callum's a bit nervous because basically during the break there, he went and he got some kind of jambons and things like that. And he's come back with jambons for you and him, but I didn't want a jambon because I'm on a health bus.
Very good of you. It's actually very, I would say, really good willpower to say no to something like that.
Well, what he wanted was he didn't want to get me nothing, so he got me a turmeric shot. But he's never had one, so he also got himself one. Yeah.
For those who don't know what turmeric shots are, can we just talk about how vile they are for a sec, please?
Violent.
So what's in them?
Turmeric.
Yeah.
It's a 100 milliliter drink, and it says cold apple, orange, and lemon juices with ginger, turmeric, blackthorn berry, cayenne pepper.
See, buckthorn berry.
The only ingredients there were the first three that sounded nice:
lemon
the apple and the lemon
and
juice. Lovely.
3% cayenne pepper.
What's the idea here? Just to make you feel good?
Does it, it kind of wakes you up and gets you ready for the day
it's
and
more,
everything.
Yeah, it's kind of like a tonic.
Dave, almost, every time you take one of these, you gag for half an hour.
I do, yeah. It's not good. And my stomach won't be...
And Callum, right. You've never had one?
I've never had one of these. And I've got a wedding in Bray to go to this evening. So I was like, you know what? I need a bit of energy to
I'm
go out
I'm worried
to
about the microphone in front of you that it's going to end up in vomit.
Okay,
anyway,
let's go one at a time. One at a time.
Do you do it? Do you big one down in one?
Oh, down in one. It's a shot, like.
Are you going together or separate?
It smells like the garden.
I'll do mine because I want to see him do it.
Okay, off you go, Dave. 3, 2, 1, down the hatch. Okay, that's just... Okay, oh, he's gone back for seconds and it's all gone now. Well done, Dave.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Well done, okay.
Oh, do you know what's the worst? Mm. The burn in the back of the throat. You're not going to expect that.
It'd be better in the glass. I should have put this in the glass so I could just tip it all back.
Okay. Right. You're all right.
I'm ready. 3, 2, 1.
Down the hatch, Callum's first turmeric shot. He's going to be such, he's going to turn into the Hulk.
You did it way better, quicker than I did.
And he's not gagging.
No, it's not bad.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
You might notice the opening line of this song. So this song has been everywhere lately. It's played a lot in my boxing classes and it's actually really go crack when
it plays in boxing. I didn't think that would be playing in boxing.
It's like up to the last. It's actually, it's just such a good song. I think maybe his best so far. But that opening line just caught my attention as like an interesting metaphor to describe how much you fancy someone. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he obviously likes smoking or something during when on a night out or something. Yeah. So he's obviously like comparing that to loving someone.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think I would obviously take it as a compliment if I knew that someone was into it. But just an interesting kind of compliment to that feeling. So I've been thinking about other alternatives to that. Should he like to reconsider? Maybe he needs to do like a PG version when there's kids and stuff there if he does a concert. So for example, again, this is the opening line. You hit like a drunk cigarette. Where I'd like to move it to maybe any of these if Summer's listening this morning, okay?
Go on.
The freeze. Sorry, I always get it wrong. I always mess this up.
She had one job.
I had one job. Okay, here we go. Like a free row on the bus when you're hating everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Free seat beside you on the bus, even. Class.
The absolute best. Something like this. Taking off your bra after a long ass day.
I always forget the next part is coming. Yeah.
You could do something like, you hit like your period not coming till you're back from your holiday. It could be something like this. The light turning green just as you're approaching.
Yes.
You know what I
Big
mean?
Big fan of that. Yeah.
Did you have any to add, Hammond?
Oh, I've loads. Okay, yeah, go. Cold glass of water at 4 a.m. when you wake up after a night out.
Yeah, that works. Do you reckon you can make it a little bit more melodic, maybe?
Oh, sorry, to the tune of the song, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, will I try another one?
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's go.
Type something really fast on the keyboard and then looking up at the screen and there's no mistakes.
Oh, that is really satisfying. Yeah, probably need to work on the tonality a little bit.
Do you think? I thought that was the exact same tone as the song.
Do you have another?
I'll go again. When you click the shuffle on Spotify and the tune you secretly wanted to play first plays first.
Very satisfying, there's no doubt about it. And very PG.
Yeah, and very melodic, wouldn't you say?
I think we're getting there.
Sounds exactly like the tune to me.
One more for the road?
Okay, go on.
Okay.
When someone throws you something from far away and you catch it and everyone goes, oh, nice catch.
Is there any better feeling? Is there any better feeling?
Was that melodic for you?
I think that was beautiful.
I think that worked with the tone of the song there.
I think so too. Other ones you could say, but I won't sing them. You hit like finding the charger when your phone's on 1%.
Mm-hmm.
You hit like scratching that itch that you couldn't reach until right now because you're home and you got the fork out perhaps. You hit like the plan being cancelled when you never wanted to go in the first place.
For me, that feeling is never beaten than when when I lived in my parents' house and I'd hoover the bathroom upstairs and the point of beside the side Toilet. Of the cabinet to the wall is the entire width of the hoover. It does not move to the left, it does not move to the right.
It just perfectly fits in
and it's the loveliest feeling in the world.
That does something to
you hit like hoovering my parents' house.
Right.
When I was 17.
It took a while, but you got
it. I got it there.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Recharged.
Well, I tell you what the story is. I had a bit of an ADHD moment the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, basically, if you don't know, when you have ADHD, it's kind of, and I hate to always be talking about it because I'm like, oh, I'm so quirky because I've ADHD. No, I don't mean it that way. I just mean sometimes I get really into something for a very, very short period of time. But in that short period of time, I'm like,
you're fully invested.
Spend all of the money. Do you know what I mean?
Like, all right, okay.
Like, I'm worried that it's happening for golf and I've spent so much money on golf, yeah.
In like terms clubs of like buying and, clothes yeah, and like
all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm paying for, you know, green fees and things like that. So yeah, I'm just kind of worried about it. But the other day, I got really, really into the thought of doing a jigsaw because I was looking at the mantelpiece, which is where I have the colouring book that you gave me years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll take my mind off like everything, because basically I feel like I've been on my phone for too long.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm doing nothing but doom scrolling.
And I always say, if you want to switch your brain off, colour or draw, because you kind of can't think about anything else when you're doing it, it's really good focus.
So instead of drawing, because I'm not very good at drawing or I'm not very good at colouring in, I get kind of like, I don't know, I just don't like it, especially with the markers. I need to get specific things. What I thought I would enjoy was a jigsaw.
Mm.
So I was like, right, I'll go online and I'll get a jigsaw. And it's like a picture of the Liffey, and it's a picture of like the just Dublin looking down from
an aerial
kind of like
view.
Looking from Samuel Beckett Bridge, kind of down towards kind of the forecourts.
My friends actually growing up had a photo or like a blown up photo or whatever in their kitchen. I remember it so well.
Yeah,
like exact view.
That's probably the jigsaw. So that's what I got, and I stupidly said it to my housemates, because obviously I live with four other people, so there's no way of doing a jigsaw without them knowing.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of taken over the kitchen table. And so I was just like, I'm going to do this. And they were like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I'm just going to try not to be on my phone or whatever. And one of my housemates, Rosie, was like, I'd have that done in an hour. And she was like, I'm so good at jigsaws.
Rosie.
It's a 500 piece jigsaw, by the way. And I was just like, an hour. So the thought, when she said that, it was all downhill from there.
You were like, I raise you 55 minutes.
No, it's not even that. Not that I was just like a competitor or anything. I was just like, I feel thick because it's been an hour and I've only flipped all the pieces around so like
can see what they are. So she kind of ruined your fun before you had a chance to get into it.
She was like, I'd have that done in an hour.
And she undermined
like,
you.
And I was like, there's no way in hell you could do this in 5 hours, I don't think. Mm. It's so, so difficult because there's a giant river in Dublin. I don't know if you noticed.
Mm.
The river is the exact same colour.
The whole way down.
There's also a sky in Dublin. I don't know if you knew that, but it's the same colour throughout it.
My nephew, who's three, has a Pixar Cars jigsaw, and it's like, here is the car's clear like nose/front light. And I'm like, oh, I'm lost. It's like 7 pieces. Never mind a 500 piece when like majority are like the Liffey, that's black.
I had done every building, every street, all the bridges, right? And I still had about what felt like 450 pieces left of just blue from the Liffey and from the sky. It was the toughest thing in the entire world. And I felt more thick the more I went on because Rosie was there going, I'd have that done. I can't believe you're still at it. This was until my housemate Ben came home from New York and he goes, sorry, what's going on here? He was like, I already feel like we live in a nursing home. Now you're doing a jigsaw. And I was just like, yeah, I just got really into it. He was like, okay, when did you start this? And I was like, Thursday. And he was like, oh, okay. He was like, well, you've done really well. He was like, I thought you were going to say you started it like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, no, I started on Thursday.
So like yesterday week.
Yeah.
Your week. You finished it.
No, I started it on Thursday. I started on Tuesday. He thought I was talking about it from last Thursday.
Gotcha.
But I managed to finish it yesterday and it was a fantastic feeling putting that last piece in. Mm.
Did you enjoy it at all?
No, because I did it wrong. Not that I did the jigsaw wrong. The jigsaw is perfect. I stuck all the pins. I did it with pressure, thinking, oh my God, I'm stupid because I'm not doing this in an hour.
Rosie needs to.
I know.
Rosie, if you're listening, let him have his fun.
I agree. So what I'm going to do is, now I know how to do a jigsaw and now I know it's going to take me a while, I'm going to enjoy it a bit more. Mm. So I'm going to get another one.
I think what you should do, honestly, is, I know you probably don't want to break up that jigsaw or get another.
I was going to get it resined.
That'd be class, right? Yeah. So get another one, if it's affordable, and sit down with Rosie and go, there's 59 minutes, 59 seconds. The timer is started. Off you go.
You see, Rosie's the kind of person who says she can do a 500 piece jigsaw in an hour. So Rosie's not the kind of person you want to hang out with for more than an hour.
I just think you should put her to the test and see.
I did offer her 50 quid and she backed down immediately. Okay, I said, do that in 4 hours, I'll give you 50 quid. She's like, no, I'm busy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Welcome on in to the music game with no name. Dave and Callum going head to head again this week, and I went incredibly easy on them last week, but they seemed to really enjoy it. So I said, you know what, to keep a little bit of kind of respect for the game, we'll keep it as basic as possible. But just, as I say, a little bit more respect for the game. So I've just made it, I'd say I've taken it up even half a level, yeah, if that see, makes sense. Okay?
I'm just worried. Basically, what you've done is the glass was full. You've added one more little drop and the glass is overflowing, I'd imagine.
I think you're going to be absolutely fine. So it's Dave versus Callum again today. Callum, how are you feeling?
I'm not too bad. It's one of those games where it's a music game where you kind of have to answer questions on lyrics of a song.
Yeah, and famously, on the plot,
the boys listen to the songs for the tune,
yeah,
not the story and the words.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of all tricky about the plot. Interestingly, Taylor Swift features today, so we'll see how much of a stan you really are.
Oh,
but
God,
we'll kick off in round one with David Hammond this morning. Dave, in Justin Bieber's song Peaches, in which direction did he take his chick?
Took my chick up to the north, yeah. Is it north?
Back at the net.
That was the Northside Shopping Centre.
Yeah. One in the bag for Dave. We move on to producer Callum.
I got that.
Callum, in Taylor Swift's song Blank Space, she says she can read you like a what?
I can read you. Oh no! I got along this Love Ex Lovers. I can read you like a masterpiece. No. I can read you like a
magazine. Oh. So close.
Dave's in the lead after round one. We move on to round number two. Dave, a song that you like very much. In the Chainsmokers song, Closer, a song by which band did they beat death in Tucson?
I've no idea. I'm going to say like the Beatles or something. Sorry, that's Halsey. I wasn't thinking of her singing it.
I gotcha.
I was thinking of the Chainsmokers.
Gotcha.
I never would have got that anyway.
Callum, we're going to head over to you now.
Okay.
In Post Malone's song Rockstar, he describes your girlfriend as a groupie just trying to get in. What does she say?
I quit. I'm going to go walk out.
It's way too hard.
I bring back the easy game.
Yeah.
It's going down, it's yelling what?
Mm-hmm.
It's going down, it's yelling what?
Saying I'm with the band. Bring back Post Malone.
I would never have got that.
No.
Okay, grand. Disastrous round two. You could take the win here, Dave. In Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy, he was a punk, she did what?
He was a punk, she did ballet. What more can I say? He was a punk, she did
ballet. What more can I say? Now that's what I'm talking about. More easy questions.
It's Avril Lavigne.
That is the win for Dave this week, but we'll move on and see how producer Colin would have done. In Outkast song Miss Jackson, Andre says he never meant to make who cry.
Daughter. I never meant to make your daughter cry.
Was it? Make your daughter cry.
Oh, there you go. Apologize. Do you want to say what the tiebreaker would have been,
yeah,
even though Dave does take the win this week? Does Dave take the win? Are
you
draw?
Yeah, he's 2-1. I'll happily take a draw. Do you want to give me another point?
Just shout your name for the quickest answer on this. New York is described as a concrete what?
Jungle, empire. Callum.
Yeah, Kid David, jungle.
You're one of the technicality. On it,
on it, on it. Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.